My name is Tom Sinsani. I'm a designer at Eventbrite. I handle our web UI products, and I also am in charge of designing all of our mobile stuff for Android and iOS. So we have an attendee app, we have an app to check people into a door, and we have an app to actually purchase tickets at a door. So I'm going to talk today about designing for your audience and not for yourself. So I'd like to start with a quote from the manual by Alex Charchar. And it's, "The language of graphic design is a collage of its own history and concepts pasted together with stolen and borrowed tongues, syllables collected to express ourselves and our ideas with words that we don't have." So there's content curated websites on the web, like Dribbble and Forest, that allow, as you probably know, designers to upload images of their work to just show off their cool abilities and their skills. And it's just a really positive way for to get feedback on things and to just show off your work. However, it could be taken the wrong way for maybe younger designers that look up to more all-star designers, as they have it on Dribbble, to just maybe copy their style when they're still trying to find their own voice. And the problem with that is that if they are copying these styles, they're not really getting their own sense of their design abilities. And so on the left is a poster that I have in my kitchen, and it's from Yeehaw Industries, and they're a letterpress shop in Knoxville, Tennessee. They do beautiful work. On the right, my friend put up on Instagram a poster that she had framed in her friend's apartment. And it is a direct ripoff of the poster that I have in my apartment. And Yeehaw gets copied all the time because their styles are so awesome. And the quote at the bottom, "You can't beat our prices, but you can't beat our meats." You could beat our prices, rather. And then on the right is Hurwitz Meat Market, which is like, everything's kind of in a weird place, like it's chimera meat. Like, it doesn't really make sense. So this is on like a print level, but if we look to something on a web level, you can see the top is Pinterest, which we all know and love, and at the bottom is Pinspire, which just from this little thumbnail is identically the same. And so this designer just cloned this website, but there are times when someone's looking at a slideshow or a carousel where they might take that exact design and rip it off, and if another designer looks at that and takes that same design, you're pretty much getting a clone of a clone, and it's derivative, and you're not really sure where it came from to begin with. So, yeah, just what the hell with that? So there's 4 points that I think we should all be aware of when we're designing, and it's to know your audience, make it obvious, build relationships, and expand your comfort zone. So the first is know your audience. It's easy to get caught in how things look and to forget about how things should function. With a site like Dribbble, the navigation, for instance, shots, explore, designers, you're encouraged to just glance around and just browse the galleries. So some of these are actually drop-downs, which might not be apparent to some people, but as designers, you don't really mind that as much because you're just clicking around. However, at the bottom is food.com and a completely different audience they're targeting. So food.com is for a mom that has like 3 kids coming back from soccer practice. She needs to make a tuna casserole. So the search is nice, big, and apparent. And they also have this really nice thing where you could see they have drop-downs with arrows. So it's more apparent that something will happen if you mouse over those. And they also have this thing called the recipe sifter at the top that allows you to select what items you already have in your house and to just make and to sort recipes based on those items. So they're aware that these moms might not have time to run to the store and get these items before making it for their kids. The second is to make it obvious. Don't overthink things. Intuitive design shouldn't be complicated. Simple wins create that aha moment. So Path, the app everyone loves, because of its beautiful design, does a really good job of this. With their new redesign, they have a very clear left column that just has the avatars of the users as you scroll down. And in that spot, they just have in the bottom left corner their social wheel. So when you tap that, it like does the cool animation, and the plus smartly turns to an X to close it out. But even more important is they chose the color red because as a red color, it's the brand color, but it's also a very warm color, so it rises from the page, so it's much more noticeable in that corner. And also, they picked the left side, the bottom left side, because users tend to be right-handed, and the bottom left corner of the iPhone is a very natural spot for our thumbs to go to. Rather than if you put it in the bottom right corner, you can imagine how awkward your thumb be activating that every time. And also, as you scroll down, all the comments and stuff would conflict with it. So just putting that in that corner is a very natural feel to it. But again, it's very intuitive because it hasn't really been used elsewhere. The third is to build relationships. We're humans creating products for other humans to use. By giving our audience easy-to-use tools to make their lives easier, we're more likely to gain their trust and continued use of our products on a regular basis. So, OkCupid, I was a member at some point, OkCupid does a really good job of this because as soon as you sign up, you type in your zip code and it just goes, ah, San Francisco. Like, it just, it gives you a personality on the site. And when you, I deactivated my account, so I activated my account again, and it just says, the internet rejoices in your return. Like, just it across the entire site, it has this personality that just exudes from it, and building this relationship is really smart because the user will correlate this personality to your website, and rather just being this website that people go to do their activity, they think of your site as having a special personality. So, San Francisco, just this very chill, cool personality. And then they have this really cool robot, which looks awesome. The last one is to expand your comfort zone. When testing a product, don't just rely on data. Ask the people around you, especially if they're not trained like you. As designers, we tend to maybe just keep to ourselves, or maybe just ask our other designers that we work with and be like, hey, what do you think of this? But if you talk to people in your company, like sales, customer support, accounting, anyone with fresh eyes on a project, like that aren't on the same boat as you, you'll really be surprised by the results. So there was essentially your comfort zone is one little section. And where the magic happens in your job is sometimes you have to get outside of that zone. At Eventbrite, we're all encouraged to take customer support calls. I hate talking on the phone. I hate talking to people on the phone. I just text all the time. But however, when I was on the phone, I believe in January, I was talking to one of our clients, and she's an organizer in Lake Buena Vista, Florida, and she had to print out a ticket on our website, and she just couldn't find this link that was so apparent to me that every day I look at it, and I was just, oh, the link in the top corner, and she couldn't see it. So it's little things like that that you realize, okay, maybe we should make that link more visible by maybe bumping it up a couple of points or just something like that. So your awareness of these things is just you're getting outside of that zone in your little bubble. And so I would like to leave it with one last quote from his name. First name is crazy, but I think I got it right. It's Kenneth Bowles. It's also from the manual. And it's simple to rip off another brand, another website's brand, tone of voice, or even features, but it's very hard to duplicate the experience another product offers. And thank you.